Hello everyone, it's George from Ireland. Well, 2 days ago, the news came out that in England, and I mean England only, not the whole United Kingdom, abortion protests or anti-abortion protests trying to save children's lives is going to be criminalized within 150 meters of an abortion clinic. To call it a clinic is a travesty, a human slaughterhouse, because may as well start with a key point. Abortion is deliberately killing a totally innocent human being without justification, and that is murder. It'd be murder if they did it to me or to you or to any adult or child outside the womb. So the same with someone who's even smaller who's inside the womb. We don't have the death penalty in England or the United Kingdom or most of the Western world. We don't have it for adults. Why should we have it for children? What is their crime? Why do they deserve this uniquely without trial or charge or anything? Because they are alive. They're respiring. You're not able to kill them because they're alive. One of the deadly poisons that's used to murder these little girls and boys is called feticide. Well, you know, the suffix side is in suicide, genocide, and it is genocide. Killing a whole category of people because of the category they fall into. In this case, is age and uterine status. And these preposterous arguments about how small they are. Humanity is not dependent upon size. That's like saying that people over 6 foot tall are not human, or something like that, or people above a certain age, over 75, are not human. It's outrageous. So these demonstrators, they are lifesavers. So to prevent women receiving their practical and moral support of these human rights activists, these children defenders, and some women say, change their minds. Yeah, okay, you're right. I will let my child live. And they're very happy with that. And there are people alive today only because of these children's defenders outside abortion clinics. That could be you. That, and maybe some people are watching whose lives were saved by these pro-life activists. Another point is that you might well not know, because your mother might not tell you. It might be very traumatizing to believe that you came within an ace of being killed. And it underscores yet again that the abortion movement is not a pro-choice movement. What about my choice to be outside one of these slaughterhouses trying to save a child? My choice to say what I want, where I want, in the relevant location, to hold up a placard and so on, to express my opinion. And some of these abortionists, they don't like it. Well, tough. It's an occupational hazard to be told the plain truth that you are a murderer. If you deliberately kill people all the time and it's not self-defensive, that is murder. What else can it possibly be? And there are all these outrageous lies told by the abortion industry that it's something to do with protection. Well, I'm not aware of a single incident in England when an abortionist has been attacked anywhere, or a woman who's been about to abort her daughter or son, or that it's harassment. So demonstrations are now so-called harassment. Well, that is actually the human rights activists. They're the one who verbally abused, who spat at, is often caught on film, who's subject to death threats. And we can well believe that the abortionists are the violent ones. They're the ones with the murder weapons, and they use them against children. So why wouldn't they use them against adults? They're the ones with the deadly poisons, who boast about murder and have the temerity to call it healthcare. Well, it's not medical care. The first law of medicine is do no harm. It harms a person to rip the person's legs off, doesn't it? It would harm you to rip your arms off, wouldn't it? It would harm you to rip your head off, wouldn't it? It would harm you to make you bleed to death, wouldn't it? And that's what they do to these kids. It would harm you to asphyxiate you, wouldn't it? Like, it would harm you to inject your heart with a lethal poison causing cardiac arrest, wouldn't it? That is harmful. How can that possibly be healthcare? And that's what they do to these girls and boys. So they are human beings. I mean, Jess Phillips, one of the most odious politicians in the United Kingdom, she would claim that her child was not a human being. Well, that tells us something about her sex life. If she thinks she conceived a young one who was something other than Homo sapiens, and something about her intelligence, if she thinks it's possible to conceive a woman, to conceive a species that is not her own. And they are alive, you know, vital signs, respiration, they got respiration. After a few weeks, they got heartbeats, you know, they've got growth, regeneration, excretion, need for nutrition. They got everything. They are alive. It is not a woman doing it to her own body. She's doing it to somebody else's body. Her baby is someone else. A pregnant woman does not have two hearts. She's got her one heart. Her baby has another. A pregnant woman does not have two brains. No, the baby's brain is separate from the woman's brain. A pregnant woman does not have four arms. She does not have four legs. All right. So these are separate individuals, which is why the baby can be killed and the mother lives on. So It's really sickening what has been done. And so calling this abuse, no, it's the abortionists. They are the child abusers. So they are far fouler than even the worst paedophile. It's sick what people have done to children. Think of Hugh Edwards, morally repugnant what he did. And it's someone that I and everybody else used to respect till not long ago. But he's an angel compared to these abortionists. So they do this all the time and they're proud of it. They're showing off about it. It is not a fundamental right. Murder is not a right. Life is a right. You know, if you thought this a woman's right to do with her own body was a right, okay, but rights collide. Surely a child's right to life is more important than that. And nobody feels unsafe. If it really felt unsafe, they wouldn't have these abortions, would they? Anyway, they can often be sent the deadly poison pills through the post. We can actually kill the mothers, as there have been cases in the United States where that's happened. So the law will say, for anyone to do anything intentionally or recklessly influences someone's decision to use abortion services, obstructs them or causes harassment or distress to someone using or working these premises, blah, 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 is an unlimited fine, okay? But wait a second, is the abortion industry, they are influencing the person's decision to use abortion services by promoting this abortionist literature there, by the misinformation they print out, by, you know, saying the contents of the uterus. You know, I'm the content of a uterus afterwards, or what is it, the products of conception. I'm the product of conception, you're the product of conception. There's euphemistic language used to conceal and to mislead. And maybe there's some mothers who are just dim enough, honestly, to not realize that a fetus and embryo is a human being and so forth. Or lying, saying that these babies don't feel pain. And they said because, oh, the central nervous system isn't fully developed. Weasel words, fully. Well, it is at the end, actually. Even if it's not fully developed, so they can still feel pain, maybe not as much as you and me and so on. But would they care, though? Imagine what it feels like to be asphyxiated. So this really is proof that the UK is now a sick society. and so why shouldn't you be allowed to demonstrate at the relevant location? If they were really pro-choice, the abortion industry would say, yeah, you exercise your choice to demonstrate right at the door, even in the execution chamber, and actually remind this woman that she has a choice. You can change her mind at the very last minute. And distress, not to cause distress. It distresses me that abortion is going on. It certainly addresses the victim. So we've got to do something about this. So the British Pregnancy Advisory Service, which is part of the abortion industry, a terrorist organization, calls people fanatics. Yeah, yeah, really fanatical to oppose genocide. We're looking at the extinction of the human race. But a lot of nutters who say that we, you know, we humans are not fetuses and embryos because, you know, we got this sort of demographic death spiral. But I wouldn't care even if the UK had a very, very high fertility rate. I would still be against abortion. It's never acceptable to deliberately kill a child unless it's to save the mother's life. That could have been you. You could have been the baby who had that deadly poison injected into your heart. You could be the one who's asphyxiated, because when they're taken out of the womb prematurely, when their lungs can't function, that is precisely so that they die. Because they want them to die. So it's like depriving you, an adult, of oxygen, putting you in somewhere, an airtight room where the air has been sucked out, or holding you underwater, is depriving someone of life-sustaining oxygen, and so on. So obviously, right to life is a ghast. This is an assault on civil liberties. This is oppression again. And that, you know, the BPAS says there's harm caused by silent prayer. What possible harm can they call it? Harm, murder is harmful, isn't it? I mean, if some of these people from the BPAS, Heidi Stewart, if she thinks abortion is not harmful, why don't we do it to her? Why doesn't she have her limbs ripped off one by one and her head off? Why doesn't she get herself exsanguinated? Why doesn't she have herself asphyxiated if she thinks that's not harmful? She's alive precisely because she was not aborted, you know? So just because she was lucky, she wants to prevent people having this. Anyway, so it's really sickening. Safe access zones. I mean, it's just disgusting that they have the nerve to call it that. Abortion is always unsafe. The whole idea is the death rate is 100%, cannot possibly be safe. A safe abortion is a contradiction in terms, you know. So I would rather it didn't happen at all unless it was to save the mother's life. So anyway, it is very depressing. And the Labour Party, I am horrified but totally unsurprised. Some Conservatives were behind this as well, which is equally nauseating. It is vile the Liberal Democrats were behind this. And I know they're mostly abortionists. Tim Farron, got to hand it to him, the only one with any moral decency in that party that I know of. But a liberal if you believe in liberalism at all, that is precisely individual rights and the rights to demonstrate, even when other people find that irritating. It was unwanted. Tough. You know, this is what they need to hear. You don't like being called a murderer, then stop committing murder. But there is a way back. The only way back, obviously, is for these abortionists. They can never, ever bring back the children they've murdered. They can never bring their victims back to life, not for a single second. But what they can do is they can save other children. And you can contribute to that. And we know these children's defenders outside these so-called clinics, they have saved children. If they only ever saved one child, it would be worth it. It'd be well, well worth it. And as for the abortionists, they deserve everything they get coming to them. They brought it on themselves. They are the cruelest, sickest, most evil people in the world. How can they possibly do that? To murder children for a living and then brag about it. Wow. Wow. It is utterly noisome. And they're paid taxpayers' money. This is a matter of public concern. Genocide, of course, we want to agitate on this and we want to prevent genocide by any means necessary. It's an attack on religious freedom, on freedom of conscience, and everywhere else you're allowed to demonstrate at the pertinent location. You want to demonstrate about a court ruling, you demonstrate about outside the courthouse. You wish to demonstrate about the police, you demonstrate at the police station. You want to demonstrate about parliament, you demonstrate at parliament. This is the when it's uniquely privileged, where people have the rights taken away from. What about a woman's right to control her own body by standing outside a human slaughterhouse and holding a placard saying what she wants to say to try and save children? What about a man's right to control his body by standing where he wants in public space to say what he wants, to hold a sign that he wants to try and save a child, maybe his own child? So if we allow this to continue, you know, other children will be slaughtered. And it could be your child who's next. And if you're a man watching, you may never, ever even be informed. So it's all very infuriating. It is right to hate evil. And there is nothing more evil than the mass murder of children. And good people do bad things. And they're women whom I have loved who have done this. And they're male friends of mine who've done this. And they are murderers. And I like them anyway, because they've got conviviality. They've got other qualities. One of my friends, his wife has aborted two of his children, and whilst he didn't approve, neither did he disapprove. So that was really affirmative silence. It behoves a father to save his child and not to shrug his shoulders and be vaguely supportive. No, why do these murderesses deserve sympathy? No, a difficult time in their lives. It's not as difficult as it's going to be for the baby. She may well be a very difficult time in her life. There are all sorts of things we could do for her. Maybe there should be more child benefit or whatever, better housing. You know, we can debate all this. It should have a comprehensive pro-life strategy to save children, to stop the causes of abortion as well. Thank you so much for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate on PayPal. The law comes into effect on the 31st of October, so you do have a chance to save a child's life before then without facing this unlimited fine. Goodbye.